the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, Judd Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. Smell that, Steve. It's finals time. It's finally arrived. Round 19 begins. Well done to everyone who's made those finals, and good luck to everyone in them. But, Steve, I've a chance to win two trophies this year.
That's disappointing, Jono. It's,
I've already won one. I can get two.
Well, you've already won a trophy. It's not the trophy you want.
No, but I know how you feel now of coming last.
It's not great. It's
no. Especially in the Listener League. Well done to all our listeners who did make the finals, and to you, Steve, also making the finals.
Bit disappointed with fourth, Jono, being the top point scorer. Sometimes it breaks that way, unfortunately, but I feel like I've been putting some good scores together. I hope to take down our man, Shaki Chan, I think.
Been clubhouse leader most of the year.
Anyway, it'll be an interesting final series. I think the players in the Listener League have certainly enjoyed themselves.
Yeah.
Had some good feedback.
I certainly have as well, even though it was injury cursed, Steve. The worst luck. Bob Murphy going down. Mundy not exactly performing how I thought he would. And as well as Hartler just... Ugh.
Well, we'll say, we say you don't win your league at your draft.
No.
So, you know, we've all had our bad luck. So I look at my team that I drafted at the start of that year. Had Steph Martin, who everyone agreed was bust of the year. That was my first pick. Brett Deledio, who didn't play for the first 5 weeks.
And might not play for the rest of the year.
Might not play for the rest of the year. Dane Beams, who gave me a game and a half.
Jared, what a game and a half. What a,
Jared Ruffhead, who...
In illnesses.
Unfortunate Jared Ruffhead situation. So... Still, I feel like I've cobbled together a team that's led the league in points. So it really does show that you do not win the league at your draft.
No.
You really have to make good moves through the year.
Yeah, so that's right. And in our league of record, it was quite an interesting finish.
pretty sure there's a fix.
There's no fix here. I'm going to start off with the bottom end of the ladder, where there was three teams competing for that eighth spot in our Supercoach League. It came down to 2 points, with one of the guys winning by 2 points to get him into that eighth spot, and well done to him. But minor premiership, yours truly, yet again. Quite happy with that. Just I was nowhere at the start of the year, but seven in a row, that helps.
Yeah, being able to win all your bye rounds was pretty impressive, I got to say, even though it makes me want to punch you in the head.
And I got the relatively easier side of the draw too, so quite happy with that.
It was a good effort to win that many games scoring that fewer points.
Yeah, fourth on the list as well.
Yeah.
But moving on, if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can hit us up on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. A bit of news coming out today. I don't know if you caught this, Steve, but the Gold Coast Suns cancelled their training. David Swallow saw something on the news about a missing girl. Talked to the boys, said, let's go help. So they joined in and for the search of this missing girl who's missing since Sunday, but no news as yet if they have found her. So good on the Suns for doing that.
Well, I hope they find her.
Yeah, absolutely. And more bad news here, as we saw late yesterday in that Port Adelaide and GWS game, Mummy coming off clutching that right knee of his, not good, coming to finals.
We've been waiting for it, and Mummy has finally screwed his owner.
Right on the finals time, not good at all. And if you saw it on Saturday night, it was not good to watch Mitch Wallace with that, only fracturing both fibula and tibialis, but they reckon 12 months minimum for young Mitch Wallace, so hopefully he gets it right and comes back to play some good football.
Well, I hope so, being part of a good young team. We've seen these injuries, and it often takes, even once the player comes back, it takes him another 12 months to fully get back.
Nathan Brown is one example. Dan Nicholson, also from Melbourne, he never recovered and eventually retired.
Yeah, it's a horrible one.
No, and big Jack Redpath, who's been he's been okay for the year.
He's been usable.
Yeah. Did his ACL, which was on his good knee, had two on his other beforehand, so now both knees with an ACL. gone for 12 months again, and Dale Morris went off with some hammy tightness, so hopefully he's right, because the Doggies need defenders.
They need Dale Morris, man. He's a out-and-out champion.
Yep.
And with...
quality stopper, too.
You know, with... what's his chops? Bob Murphy out. They really need some experience down there.
Absolutely.
So.
And still, we don't know about Marcus Adams if he's back this week as well. Up against the Cats. Right? Mm. Texan, big Texan, playing the Bombers this week. Yeah, went off with an ankle injury on Saturday night. Not too sure if he's playing this week. Going to have scans.
You think they'd go in with a no-risk approach? I mean, with the big Texan.
It is Essendon. Adelaide Oval.
You'd feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I mean, Janko and Lynch can take care of that.
Yeah, and even Mitch McGovern's been playing okay. He's been kicking a goal a week sort of thing.
Yeah, and they got Charlie Cameron. They got plenty of goal kickers, so
yeah,
have a spell, Texan. And Ben Sinclair for Collingwood, fourth concussion of the season. Not good.
No, really, it's getting to the point where it's just sad now. It's a worry.
Well, reading the article today, they're looking at it, they've got to make a call on his playing future because he's had a massive history of it.
Yeah.
But four in a year, I mean, you
don't see him coming back. I mean, I can't imagine he's going to play this year.
No. Pies aren't going to play finals.
So. Yeah. He seems to be one of the favourites down there, of Buckley at least. Yeah. Long-term health, Jono, that's the key.
That's the key these days. Yeah. Like, you look at the WWE wrestlers now, there's about 50 of them getting a lawsuit against Vince McMahon from all the head knocks.
Well, look at the guys in the NFL who are retiring when they're 23, 24. They've played a couple of years, made some money, and they just go, well,
they don't know where
now,
that money is.
Now I'm done.
Yeah. So, not good at all, these head injuries. But moving on now to our studs and duds for the week, Steve. There was quite a few, and bang, there goes the light. Starting off with Friday night, we had the Pies taking on North Melbourne. And what I thought, the Pies were an absolute Monty to win this game, but North Melbourne had something to say about that.
Well, the old tipping against your team policy pays off again, John. That's all I can say.
And also the Pies are no good at Etihad.
That's true.
But I thought, man, Taylor Adams, since he's come back from that hamstring injury, he's just been fantastic week in, week out. Pendles, absolute star. Sidey, really good. Treloar, and I thought Grundy was also good
Pies. Grundy was good. Sidebottom, I thought, was the Pies' best player. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah. And for the Roos, Sam Gibson putting together a nice back end of the season. Wouldn't have gone drafted. Could be sitting in your pool.
Yeah, he was good. He is that boom-bust player. He can go. Because you know he racks up the pill. But man, Daniel Wells was the star.
Well, there was a bit of a scare 5 minutes before the start of the game where I went in for a quick fitness test, but yeah, Wells is a star.
I mean, when they were on, they won that game in the first quarter, basically, yep. And it was all Daniel Wells.
Yeah, and well, he didn't know how long he was going to last, probably, so that injection, see you later. Petrie putting together a couple of nice games now, probably won't play this week, got a bit of an injury concern, and I hate to say it, but the old ducker. Lindsay Thomas.
It was great.
Yeah.
Five snags.
Yeah. How many free kicks, though?
Well, who cares? He, you know, all you can do is put him on the board. I reckon Petrie will get up for Boomer's game.
You want him to. Like, yeah, they're good mates. And
I will throw a little bit of love for Ryan Clark out there as well, the youngster.
Second or third game.
Third game, yeah. He was fun.
Do you reckon Harvey and... Wayne Carey are going to have a bit of a chat Saturday night after the game?
Apparently, I've already chatted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I want to see fisticuffs.
No, it's already... It's like, what can you say? It's like, I'm sorry, Wayne. And Wayne's like, well, I've done worse things than everybody ever. So, I have to accept it.
Yeah, that's true. And for the dud side, pretty much the Collingwood forward line in Cloak for Solo.
I threw for Solo in there. I don't know. I don't think it's... I mean, the ball was coming in horribly. I watched the game and it was coming into sort of 3-on-2s. Like, it was always a mismatch.
Yeah.
Like, in my eyes, that's not the forward's fault.
No.
Because the North pressure was fantastic. Like, they were up.
Which was good to see finally after 6 weeks of having a siesta.
So, yeah.
Cunnington. Oh, hey, Mark Robinson, where's that 115 average you said he was going to get this year?
Oh, he's just an elite player. Robbo, I know what I'm talking about.
That's it. And Goldie, give him a spell. He's
I don't think Goldie was that bad. What about Andrew Swallow?
Yeah, I don't mention him because is he relevant? What can you do? I can run in a straight line and lay a tackle. That's all we can do. Mm. But the next game was the early Saturday afternoon game of the SCG.
Actually, that's a good point. We really haven't destroyed Robbo at all for the Ben Cunnington take. No. Way to remember that. That's...
Every week I go, Cunnington, not 115 average yet again.
Tweet Robbo, he'll enjoy that.
He'll probably just block us. He blocks everyone. What? Someone mentioned my name? Blocked.
He shouldn't have Twitter. He should just block himself from Twitter.
Yeah. Make it easier. Moving on to the Sydney and Carlton game, which is a pretty entertaining game. What are your thoughts on Sydney yet again declining into finals like they did last year?
I think they're fine.
Fine. JPK was fantastic. I was watching the game and they had some ridiculous stat. It was like his 20th game straight with over 20 contested
possessions. No, that was like career. It was like miles in front of anyone else.
Yeah. Okay, I must have heard it then. Parker again was fantastic. And I like Naismith, the ruckman forward.
Yeah. Yeah. But certainly a usable option for the Mumford owner.
Yeah, big time. And for the Blues, Cripps was fantastic. So was Gibbs. Doherty and Simpson, that back line, awesome again. Kerno in the midfield, and I liked Wright and Graham's game.
Yeah, Carlton, way more fantasy points than Sydney, because Supercoach reflects the game.
Mm-hmm.
So totally. No, but look, they were great.
Mm. Just couldn't get out of the line, but a bit of a force to reckon with in the next couple of years, Carlton.
Yeah.
For the duds for me, Sam Kerridge, even though he copped a bit of a knock, but you're going to get that. Tom Mitchell started off like a house on fire and just disappeared.
I kind of gave everyone a pass, to be honest. The only guys I really...
Hanbury.
Yeah, look,
He's been like that for a few weeks now.
Yeah, I mean...
Kieran Jack,
Hanbury. Yeah, okay. What? I don't know.
To the next game, we had the Gold Coast taking on Fremantle, where again, I thought Freo should win this game, but... Nope. Good old Gold Coast decided to kick about 6 goals in that third quarter and show up the Dockers with Sexton having a good game. May took Miller really taking charge in that midfield. Day also having a good game, and the two pillars in the forward line in Wright Lynch and old microphone head Jared Grant. I got to throw him in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, they were great. Fremantle do not care. No. But I think they'll care this week, Jono.
Sydney, 350 games for Pav. Big milestone game.
I don't think they cared about this game at all. But, you know, Miller and Sexton, they're usable guys. I think we mentioned a few weeks ago about Took Miller.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're playing Melbourne this week, so...
They've actually got a pretty good run in the finals. Mm. They have got GWS, but aside from that, it's pretty handy.
Pretty handy, yeah, absolutely. And for the Dockers, I had...
And those guys are listed as forwards, just if people are unaware.
Yeah, absolutely. I had Lucky Neal, Mickey Walters, I thought was unreal, and Mundy.
Yeah, Michael Walters, because he's the greatest player ever. I thought Pierce was okay. Actually used Pierce myself. Oh, yeah, yep. He's usually good for an 85+. And Ed Langdon.
Yeah.
Was okay as well.
I didn't have too many.
I had none.
No, actually, I had none because how can you with struggling
realistically, to be honest, there was more players outperform their expectation than there were underperform it for
That's
me.
True.
So
yeah,
I'm not killing anyone.
To the West Coast Melbourne game where the umpires helped West Coast win that game in the last quarter. Steve staying very silent on that one.
Well, probably.
It was 10 free kicks to nothing or something at one stage.
Liberates.
I didn't see all of it. I only just saw the last quarter. Pritis loves the wet. Absolutely killed it there. Shuey, the ducker again. He's getting that ducker tag, but we know that. Lysette was good, I thought, as well. And McGovern and Gaff.
Yeah.
And for the D's, I had Dom Tyson, Big Maxi Gorn, Jones, Viney. I've got two Jones there. And
Matt Jones and Nathan Jones.
That's it, yep. And Petraka.
Did you say Kent?
I don't think I did.
We like some of Dean Kent's works. He's, you know, it sort of interchanges between him and Harms as to who's going to be the better player. But I kind of like using Kent this week as well
in the Gold Coast. I was tossing up between Kent and Harmsa because it seems to swap from week to week. But
yeah, he's probably had the last couple, I think. So
why can't you have both?
Well, well, how bad's your forward line then?
Pretty bad. JJK, I suppose the weather conditions didn't help. Yo Man has gone completely off the boil, and Bernie Vince, not the best of games.
One of the best. I threw Maston in there as well. I thought,
Maston.
West Coast usually beat up these teams, and I would say the conditions hurt him, but, you know, really, I think Maston and Yo are a couple of guys who should be better contested players, I should put it that way.
Yeah. Just quickly going off topic a little bit, with Brad Hill talks of going to
Fremantle.
Do you think this is going to be a new Lewis Jetta bust type move?
No. I mean, what are your expectations of Brad Hill?
Not much.
I mean, look, he's been in a great team. I think Fremantle will get better next year with
Bunnell, Fife.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you've got so many inside players like Fife. You know, Mundy, if he goes Barlow. On, if they play him in there, Barlow, Neil, a bit of leg speed on the outside can only be a good thing, I would imagine.
Both hills on the wings.
I mean, ooh, that's pretty handy. It'd be interesting to see what the trade will be, because obviously there's a lot of media speculation about what the value is. People saying first, people saying second, people saying third.
Well, he's certainly playing himself into a bit of form at the moment.
Arrest swag, John. It's a thing.
Trade swag. Moving on to Saturday night, what was a horrific night for the Doggies. Not only losing to St Kilda, but with the injuries. I thought the Bont, Jack McRae, Ruffy and Hunter were the Doggies' best.
Did you get Dunkley in there?
And Dunkley, he's come along all right as well.
Yeah.
And for the Saints, Jack Stephen was...
What is with Luke Beveridge? I'm a Jack Stephen owner, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, every time... I just remember getting shredded by Dangerfield...
About 6 weeks ago.
Six weeks ago. It's like, he's just destroying him. Did you feel like a tag? Do you think I might slow him down a little bit?
No. We'd back our own
mids. We'd back our systems. Maybe it's time to stop backing your system, mate, because Jack Stevens has crushed you. You're about to face Dangerfield again, which is probably going to kill me again. Luke Beveridge, you've just had your best tagger go down injured.
Yeah. Well, Dalhouse used to do a bit of tagging when he first came in the system. So.
Oh, my God. If they don't tag Dangerfield this week...
At Simmons Stadium, where the Doggies don't play too well either.
Gonna have to find Luke Beveridge's email or something. I know I'm a coach. I know you've done well, but
tag.
Please, just for the love of God, make Mitch Duncan beat you.
Yeah, Nick Rewalt again was awesome. Jack Nunes, and I like Dempster, Weller, and Savage.
And I'll give Hickey some props as well.
And Hickey as well, yes. But on the other side, Libba, still probably feeling the effects of that kick in the ribs. And Kobe Stephen, he went from chocolate to ball lollies pretty quickly. And Suckling, oh, did you see some of those kicks?
Oh, were they the ones that...
That way.
Yeah, he can do that. I don't know why people think he's an elite kick. Get in.
Nope.
But yeah, I'll tell you what, I'd feel a little bit nervous if I was a Libba owner going into this week.
Yeah. Yep, especially, like we saw with Pendlebury earlier in the year, took him, about a month before he started hitting high gear again?
Yeah.
And I know he copped an injury late in the game, but Montagna wasn't doing what Montagna did, and Billings.
Yeah, my Billings expectations are pretty low.
And moving on now to the other Saturday night game, we had the Crows and the Cats. Danger, again, fantastic. Bartel, Corey Enright, been doing pretty good the last couple
Bartel
of
Bartel in the wet.
Yeah.
Is a machine.
That's a lock. A lock. Selwood, Hawkins, Menzel, first gamer, Menegola? Sounds like
an African country.
I was going to say a body part. Sexual organ of some type.
Jesus.
And do we put donuts back in?
I've got donuts down.
I've got donuts. And For the Crows, I liked Matty Crouch and Lions, and that was about it for me.
Yeah, there wasn't... I mean, they started out pretty well, and then they sort of disappeared. So that happens.
And speaking of disappeared, I had Jenkins, Sloan, Old Man Thompson, Laird, and I'll throw him on there, Texan and Harry Taylor.
I'm not going to throw the key forwards under there, but I'm going to throw Rory Sloan in there because he just did nothing after quarter time. Oh, I think he got like 8 touches in the third quarter, but it was a pretty shocking game for a gun player who generally gets a lot of tackles, didn't really lay a lot of tackles either. No. And Mitch Duncan.
Horrible.
What do you do? He'll be dropped.
Yeah?
I reckon he'll be dropped at some point.
Wow.
Because Caddy's about to come back. Mitch Duncan's been...
ordinary.
I don't know. He hasn't been great.
What the hell has happened to Blixars?
I think they're just talking like he's been playing different roles and because he's not rucking at all, really.
I don't like
that. They did address his poor form during the week last week.
Yeah.
And Scott admitted that the role changing had taken him away from his best football.
Okay. So maybe put him back to what players do best and...
Well, the problem is they recruited all these...
Henderson and all the likes.
Well, Smith.
And, Zach Smith.
You know, Rhys Stanley's back, so they don't need him to play ruck, but that's where he does his best work, so I don't know.
But also Vardy going down with another injury.
That's horrible, man.
Moving on to the Sunday game. Well, we picked it, Steve. It was an 8-12 goal win, but not to the Bombers.
Yeah.
So well done to the Lions. We were close. We got the margin right, but... Zach Merritt, this kid is a gun. Picked it. Goddard had one out of the blue, scoring 150s. Louis, I thought, was pretty good too.
Louis's fine.
Yep. And for...
Yeah, I'm going to throw up a little bit of love at Kyle Langford.
Parrish and Francis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got
but,
there.
But what about our man Orazio?
Three goals
another
late.
Three snaggeroonies. Man, is this guy in the running for the Rising Star? Because I feel like he should be.
He got nominated last week.
Yeah, I know he's been nominated, but like I looked at the odds and he's still at like 30.
Hang on a sec. Pause the show, man. I'm just going to lay a bet.
Yeah, well, this was before the weekend. Obviously, I'm assuming it will have been.
I still won't come in that much, though.
I don't know, man. I reckon there's a lot of guys in front of him who I could see him on the first betting line. Like, I think Mills should be the favourite, not Daniel.
Mills should be the favourite. He's had an outstanding year.
You know, Parrish has been great.
Parrish's been great too. But
if you told me Orazio fit... because someone asked us a question about Rising Star betting last week.
Yep.
And I thought, you know, Fantasia will be up there. And he was like 30-something to one. And I was like, I wouldn't have... If he was the fifth favourite, I wouldn't have been shocked.
Mm.
Like, he's been super.
He has been super. And for the Lions, Tom Rockliffe, outstanding, even though he's a little bit fat. a big return to form for big Steph Martin, absolutely destroyed it. Pierce Hanley was good, Bastanac, Rich, and Zorko also very good.
Yeah, and we'll give a little bit of love to Josh Walker for his 4 snaggeroonies.
Yep.
So, of course, he only scored like 60-something because 4 goals is worth nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Must have got him in junk time, so they mean nothing.
Yeah.
But it seems as if the old tag has stopped Zaharakis in his tracks. That's been about...
Oh, God damn it!
Ooh.
I had my sheet covering my notes where I was going to go off about... I'll do it at the end. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay. Zaharakis has gone stone cold since being tagged, and Robbo's been the one doing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, obviously football is football and can't always reflect fantasy, but
no,
they were horrible. And throw Pops in there as well. James Kelly.
Old James Kelly?
He was out there, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who knew?
The ghost of James Kelly.
There you go.
And in the milestone game for Sam Mitchell, where the Hawks are just starting to wind up now towards September, destroying a toothless Tigers. Josh Gibson, Sammy Mitchell in his 300th was great. Gunston probably could have kicked 6.
Can you just say the Hawks?
Actually, no, I've got most of the Hawks, yeah, pretty much the Hawks.
Because I started writing and I was like, eh.
Yeah, I'm going to say, all right, we'll go the whole Hawks. Dusty, Taylor Hunt, Rance, Koch and Miles for me.
Probably. Yeah, I only had Dusty and Taylor Hunt. The rest of them can
get stuffed. Shane Edwards. Ooh, that is horrible.
Yeah.
And I can say it, Vlosten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you suck. And I suppose I'm going to give Hodge and Rioli a bit of a knock too.
Yeah, I have Edwards, Ellis.
And J-Roo?
J-Roo and Hodge. I can't believe the Hodge love a couple of weeks ago. Oh, wait.
That's the thing. I couldn't understand it. Against the weaker teams, Hodge just goes full ham on them, but did nothing. So I expect more against Carlton this week.
I don't think it'll happen. I don't think they're going to butcher the ball.
No?
No. Well, I mean, they just ran Sydney pretty tight. If Hodge even plays.
He'll play.
If.
He'll play.
I don't think so.
I've got coverage, man. It's all right.
I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about the people who need Luke Hodge.
The world doesn't need Luke Hodge.
You heard it first.
And now that was it for the duds on that side. But in the last game we had... Oh, how's this? I'm coming back from Newcastle yesterday. I'm watching the game at the airport. Half time, I thought, oh, yep, Port going pretty good. They're going to win this. Get off the flight an hour and a half, 2 hours later. Oh, GWS won that one. It's tale of two halves in that one, I guess. But yeah. I'm going to give it to Boke. Loves the wet weather old Boke.
He started out horrible, man. He
did.
He came flying home.
Both Robbie and Sam Gray. It looks like Sam Gray's doing what he did last year and coming home with a wet sail. Pittard, Ebert, and Trengove were really good.
Yeah, even Wines, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was going to leave that one for you.
Like, throwing me under the bus there. Yeah, it was interesting to see so many good scores against GWS because they've been hard to get good fantasy scores against.
Probably so. Weather dependent, like, wasn't the greatest conditions.
But... I mean, you know, GWS have been a bit patchy.
Mm.
They were patchy
2 weeks ago? Against Essendon, definitely.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, who did they play to? Oh, Collingwood, they lost, you know. So yeah. That was... Anyway, interesting times for GWS.
Yeah, maybe starting to slow down a little bit.
Well, I don't know, but if Mummy's going to miss time, we remember what happened last time. They just fell off a cliff.
They did. And speaking of Mummy, he was good. Scully was awesome. Shield, Coniglio, Haynes, Kelly, thought Shaw was pretty good as well.
And Devin Smith.
Oh, and Devin Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
And even though it wasn't, it's a bit harsh this one, but Westhoff in that weather, not suited. But Ward, man, those conditions were made for him.
Yeah, I was pretty close to captaining him in one of my leagues, but yep. Glad I didn't.
And Wingard, again.
Yeah, I just threw the chat in. You know, like, Ward got 87. Like, that doesn't kill you, but, like, I had him as one of my captain choices. I thought he was going to get 120s.
Yeah, big time.
But didn't happen.
Nope. But that wraps up our studs and duds for the week. Moving on now to our waiver wire pickups for the week, where... Kind of started off, just pick any Geelong forward. The Dogs are cooked. They can't play Simmons Stadium at all. I just see them getting absolutely smashed this week, the Doggies.
Yeah, okay. alrighty. So we've got some good news from Aaron Sanderlands. Looks like he's in the frame to return this week or next.
Because he has been training, him and Michael Johnson training with the main group.
Yeah, but apparently Sanderlands is... closer, and you know, probably doesn't need the run in his legs because
he just stands.
He doesn't really run anyway. He's like a glacier once it's got a little bit going.
Yeah.
So I guess Sandland's a bit at the top of my list, but if it wasn't for him, I'd probably have Dean Towers at the top of my list. Forward for the Swans, did score great on the weekend. But Sydney got a pretty good run during the fantasy finals. Fremantle this week, then Port, St Kilda sort of after that. So I kind of like the possibility of Dean Towers, if you need a forward, being a 90-ish player.
Yeah, I've got him down as well. I've also got Cripps and Darling. They are playing...
Jamie Cripps.
That's Jamie Cripps, sorry, yep. It'd be good if you can get Patrick Cripps out of your pool.
Oh, well, when you play one of the Supercoach leagues that plays 90 players deep.
Whack. They're playing North Melbourne. Collingwood this week.
Collingwood this week. West Coast don't play great at the G.
Collingwood also leak goals.
Well, I'd play. I'd if I could play either of those two, I'd be playing Jamie Cripps because Collingwood's small defenders, more so than their tall. Well, I mean, the talls aren't great, but
yeah,
their smalls are just horrific.
Yeah.
Like, and we just saw Ben Sinclair. He's done.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, you got a choice there with West Coast playing Collingwood.
Yeah, my next choice would be Alex Sexton, mid-forward, 32% of teams. Gold Coast actually do have, as we said, a pretty good run home.
Yep.
I'm not expecting tons like he knocked out on the weekend, but I think he can give you a nice baseline of 80-ish if you need an extra midfielder, maybe playing in a deeper league. He's certainly got the potential.
Yeah, my next guy, last few weeks have been pretty good, even for a bit of bench coverage, especially with... Mummy's out, Sam Naismith from Sydney's ruck forward option playing Freo. And if Sanderlands doesn't play, what have they got? Clark and Griffin? Who cares?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And he's done pretty good against like Cruiser and the likes as well. So
yeah,
I'm liking it.
Yeah, I'm going to throw out Angus Brayshaw, Jono.
Love Gus Brayshaw.
Mid forward. Only in 43% of leagues,
okay,
according to Ultimate Footy, which is where we use our rankings. Playing the Gold Coast this week, we know he's a big tackler. So I feel like that also gives you a nice baseline if you're so inclined to go down that way. Do have Hawthorn the week after, so you might want to...
drop him after that.
Use him and lose him. But yeah, Angus Brayshaw.
My next guy is Tommy Campbell for the Western Bulldogs with Jack Redpath going down and Tom Boyd going to be playing that sole ruck. I could see him coming back in and being the number one ruckman, especially if Marcus Adams doesn't come back in and they've got to use Roughhead in defence against Tomahawk. They're going to need a big-bodied ruckman.
Yeah, interesting. I'll go with Dean Kent, as we spoke earlier. 40% of teams playing Gold Coast. I actually like these guys that play pretty well, pretty hard players, which is always good.
Yep.
So... against the Suns, why not?
I've got any Crows player against Essendon at Adelaide Oval this week. Crows looking to bounce back after that loss to the Cats. Essendon pretty much cooked. So
yeah, I've got...
can see a big win coming up here for the Crows.
Out of the Crows, I've got Charlie Cameron, who's only at 40% ownership. I feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's surprising.
He did get a knock last week. He still scored okay. He played out the game, so that's pretty good. And also, Rory Atkins is probably 64% of teams. I feel like he's... I mean, most of the Crows are pretty owned.
Yeah.
So, but again, if you're playing a five-man league on Supercoach... and also, I got, for defence, Tommy Cutler.
The Cutler been doing pretty good.
Yeah. So, Brisbane have got Port. So, they can... defenders can score against Port.
They can.
So...
and I've got the man of about town, arrest swag, and trade swag. It's Brad Hill. A couple of good weeks in a row now. So only in 49% of teams if you're looking for that extra midfielder.
Got a bit of swag.
That's it. It's now time for our favourite part of the week. It's where we wind up and unload on something or someone. It's time to strample. Steve, what have you got?
Well, I originally was going to do my golf club,
yep.
But because I forgot my rant earlier, because we have our notes here, and I have a little notebook, and I had a sheet over my rant that I wanted to do on Supercoach, basically.
Oh, yes, please.
One of our favourite subjects. Supercoach, you're in the gun. I still don't feel like... goals reflect what they're worth.
Yeah. All right.
And this is my perfect example. We've got the West Coast game and the Melbourne game. So let's look at some forwards. And these guys are all pure forwards. We got Jeffy Garlett, right? You scored 68. He only had 9 touches, but kicked 3 goals.
Pretty good.
And you got JJK. 3 goals. Only had 7 touches. Did have 3 clangers. Oh, sorry, Jeffy Garlett had no clangers either as well.
Yep.
So JJK snagged 3 goals. 3 clangers are 3 frees against. So he didn't actually use the ball horribly. Only had the 7 touches, but scored 62. Then on the other side, scoring 65. So this is more than Josh Kennedy. Is Jack Watts. Zero goals, three. 16 disposals and three clangers. Jesse Hogan, the other key forward, 56. So he's only 6 points less than JJK. Zero goals, one. So he kicked the behind. 13 touches. He's only had 13 touches anyway. Two clangers. And you had Chris Dawes, who did kick two goals, but had six clangers. Didn't have many touches either. 63. So you've got, basically, goals are worthless. This was a really low-scoring match.
Yeah, six-point win to the West Coast.
And you've got the guys who actually did the damage as being basically garbage.
It's the same with the Sydney-Carlton game.
Yeah, exactly.
Buddy snagged four goals and didn't even turn up.
And who was the who kicked four goals for Carlton?
I can't remember.
Who kicked four goals for Carlton? Someone did. I'm sure of it. Maybe not.
I can't remember.
But anyway, what I'm saying is, like, it just doesn't reflect the game at all. Like, you know, why do they, like, especially in a low-scoring game, like, why is it just not reflected better? I mean, Supercoach claim to represent the game, but I don't think they do.
No, that's right. You think, here we are.
No one kicked four goals, but must have been a different game I was thinking of where...
Nick Riewoldt had four goals.
Well, it happened in another game that was low scoring as well. I can't remember.
Yeah, Bulldogs St Kilda. That was a low scoring game. Yeah, Nick Riewoldt kicked four.
Whatever it was. Gave me the shits anyway, John. So clean it up, Supercoach.
That's it. Low scoring game. Goals are worth... and even the commentators say it. Raining in a game that's raining, goals are worth... A million bucks.
But this is the real... This is the thing that really burns me up is when they've got the two key forwards. One kicks three goals. One kicks none.
Mm.
And there's 6 points different. That just doesn't equate. No. Like, anyway.
Lifty game, Supercoach.
Well, just... it. You know, they say they're ever evolving and... it's not really Supercoach. It's...
Herald Sun.
No, it's the
Champion Data.
Champion Data. They think they're all over it, but I'm not sure they are.
No.
Like
we were talking about before in the draft leagues, number of players picked.
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing. Why is Josh Jenkins getting massive money thrown at him? Why do key forwards command massive money? Because goals are worth heaps.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
But it doesn't reflect that in Champion Data.
No, that's right. And like, if you're going to be reflective of the game, be reflective of the game.
Yeah.
Fine. If the game's got 20 goals each way, then okay, someone's going to need to have 6 or 7 goals to be worth lots.
Yeah.
But I just, anyway.
Might have to give the old David King a tweet and...
Oh my God.
Probably come back and ask if he's been drinking or something.
David King, oh my God. Is there any... You know what the funniest part is? Somehow David King gets named best analyst. I'm like, this... Wait, what?
Someone in the background, some 16-year-old kid just typing his notes up.
Typing best analyst.
But Steve, my strample is the Olympics. They're starting in a couple of weeks.
I'm surprised it's not Newcastle.
Oh, they'd be better if they had a Newcastle.
Whoa!
Olympic Village, not even finished yet. How do you expect these highly tuned athletes to stay in three-star squabble? I mean, it's not good enough. Exposed wires, darkened stairwells. Actually, no, that's pretty good because the amount of condoms and sex they have there.
Boom.
But it's not good. And Channel 7, you're on notice. If I see any swimming, any athletics...
Unfortunately, you're going to see swimming.
No, but with the amount of channels they have these days, you know, with the mega walls and all the iPad apps and everything...
Mega wall.
There should be a channel dedicated to handball, shooting...
Archery. Weightlifting.
Weightlifting, wrestling, all the good sports. No one cares about someone running from start to finish in 7 seconds.
No, I want the freak sports.
Yeah, the freak sports. Give me hammer throw. That's what I want to see. Give me javelin where some guy spears his own shoulder.
Oh.
It's horrendous, but it's awesome.
But they're freak sports. We love the freak sports.
We love the freak
sports. That's what Olympics are about.
Yeah. No one cares about running or swimming. I even like the diving.
Maybe they could televise people trying to navigate the Olympic Village.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Even just navigating Rio itself.
Crime Watch.
Have you seen the sailing, what do you call it, area, bay. They're like pulling dead bodies of dogs and cats out of there, and plastic bags are getting stuck.
Did they find like a dead person in something?
Yeah, there's dead person. Like, Rio, the place to be, people. Seeker and STDs.
Seeker and STDs.
Yep.
Is that their travel brochure?
That's the motto for the Olympics this year.
That's probably still better than Australia, where the bloody hell are you? Zika and STDs. Hey, at least you're getting laid.
That is true.
Boom.
But Channel 7, I don't want to see any of this crap. Have we got any questions this week?
Well, we had people ask about the Listener League for next year.
Okay, well,
I feel like the champion should be the only person with an automatic entry.
And the host who came last?
Well, yeah. Although, if I'm the champ... Well, when I'm the champion...
here we go.
We'll give it to the runner.
Or the guy who came last?
No, he's
out for the year.
He's gone. I don't think he did his team.
He did his team.
That's the worst part. I just wanted you to say
that. Maybe if we start second tier league.
Second tier league. That's a possibility. Hey, guys, if you're listening and you got some ideas for the show for next year, because we're going to have to start...
Yeah, we're coming.
Talking about it to some degree. Please hit us up. Any criticisms or things you feel like we should talk about that we're currently not.
Absolutely, because we've only got a few more shows left for the year.
Thank Christ.
It's been a long year.
You feeling it, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a bit out of you, but now it'd be good to kick back over in footy finals and not worry about it.
Yeah. But, if you're still paying attention to the dozen deals, obviously trading's off, but there'll be some ad drops we talk about on adozendeals.blogspot.com.au, which I think's been good. We're getting some good numbers there.
Yep, excellent work. But I think that wraps up now. I think coming into finals, the shows are going to be getting shorter and shorter with no trades, people being, blocked from trading once you're out of finals. So good and bad there. If you are knocked out and still in there, contending the finals, and hoping that person who has Dangerfield is knocked out in straight sets and don't have to come up against them.
Kind of hope that's going to happen, but that means I win.
Man, you have to come up against me in the final, dude.
So I win?
No. Okay. But it would be pretty impressive if you did come from last to first.
Worst to first.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the show for this week, and we'll see you on Thursday night.